Welcome to Get Connected.
This is Mike Agarbo and AJ Vickery in studio today. Lots to talk about in today's show. I'm sure everyone's still excited about Christmas and, of course, Boxing Day today and all the sales going on. Today's show, we'll be learning a bunch of different things. We'll be checking out the news about a new Google phone. Google itself is actually going to be making a phone. We'll get the lowdown on that. We'll also be hearing about a cool contest from Sun Peaks, which is a ski mountain, how they're using video and blogging to attract people to their place. But right now I want to talk about apps. We know about the iPhone. I think there's close to 100,000 different apps. These are little software programs that give the phone extra functionality. Well, the University of Saskatchewan actually has a course now for iPhone programming, so you can learn how to make your own apps. On the phone right now, we've got Chad Jones, the professor of computer science. Thanks for joining us, Chad.
Yeah, thank you.
So iPhones, obviously very popular. I forget how many millions of iPhones are out in the world now. A lot of developers are actually making a lot of money making apps. And from what I understand, you're one of the first places here in Canada or universities to actually offer a course on how to make them.
Yeah, it's a university-accredited class on programming for the iPhone. That's the main focus of the class. We also talk about the other phones as well. And students can take this class to get towards their degree.
I find this interesting. So if they take this course, will they actually know how to make a full app?
Yeah, we actually cover all different parts of how to create an application and actually how to actually put it on the App Store as well.
How complicated is it to program for the iPhone?
It's quite different from most other programming languages. If you don't have an introduction to it, it can be very difficult. And I'd say that a lot of applications out there, the people who write them, they don't quite know exactly how to do it, so they just try to do their best guess, and they don't necessarily do it the right way. We teach them how to do it the right way, which can make a very big difference.
And what kind of experience would you typically require for someone to have before they take this course?
We're requiring them to have taken our first year computer science classes. No second year classes are required, so just the basic introductory stuff hopefully in C, which is the programming language, very similar to what the iPhone uses.
And what kind of experience do you have in teaching this class? Have you guys developed apps yourselves?
Oh, yes, we have. We've actually built an iPhone application called iUSASK. It was actually partially to prepare us for this course. We were building all these little toy applications, but we wanted to actually build something big and real, and so we built one for our university, and it interfaces into all different parts of our university. You can get access to your classes and your grades and search the library catalog and find where you are and using the campus map application and all these different things all in one application. It's actually interesting. We've been contacted by a lot of different universities that are interested in us making it for them as well.
So you can actually make some money.
Yeah, maybe.
So, you know, in your experience in developing these apps for, you know, phones like the iPhone, is this like a one-man job, or do you need an entire team of people to make an app?
It depends on the size of the app. You can have an app that is just written by one person, and it can do very well. There are some people that have put out apps by themselves and have become millionaires based on their application. But there are also teams of developers that work together on the more complicated applications. It really depends, but you can look at it as sort of like a garage market that, you know, anybody can really get in there, and if they have the right skills, they can make a lot of money.
Well, you hear about a lot of these developers making, you know, tons of money, and I mean, you know, I even look at that one, the fart app, which is just a silly app, but the guy made, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars off that. Do you think that opportunity still exists now when you look at the App Store? I think there's close to 100,000 apps. Is it getting saturated?
Well, we actually had an investor come to our class that was actually looking at the course project the students were just building, and he's interested in investing. And what he said is that the iPhone market for apps is $200 million a month, and you're not necessarily competing against every single one of those 100,000 applications. You're only competing against the ones that are current in the App Store, the ones that are, you know, in the top 1,000. You're not competing against them all at once. So it is possible to make, you know, quite a bit of money if you have something good.
And what do you think are some of the type of apps people should be developing if they want to make money?
Oh, well,
That's a tough
something
question.
Unique. You don't want to just copy what's already out there unless you can really improve it. But there's a lot of opportunity. Really, I mean, you think about the iPhone and even the other smartphones. It's a new paradigm that has not existed before. You have all the information that was available on the internet, but now it's in the palm of your hand. How does that change things?
And, you know, obviously when we think of apps, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is the iPhone. But, you know, all the other smartphones are getting into the game as well. The next big one, I guess, in my opinion, would be the Google Android platform. You know, a number of different manufacturers are making handsets. You know, everyone from Motorola to HTC to Samsung, LG are making phones that run the Google operating system. Is that a big platform in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it could be in the future. A lot of the people I've talked to, and I also agree that it could be an important platform in the future that, you know, I think it'll probably either be, you know, iPhone or Android number one, number two in a couple of years. And obviously BlackBerry is important as well, but I do think it's probably going to be one of those two companies will be number one and probably the other one will be number two.
Well, you know, when I look at some of the stats, like the Google Android app store, I think has close to like 10,000 apps. You know, BlackBerry far, far behind. You know, when we think of smartphones, BlackBerry has, you know, been the granddaddy. Have they fallen behind in this race?
They're still leading in business and enterprise, but in terms of consumer, they're lagging behind very, very deeply, and they're starting to lose even their customers in the business market. So they are starting to turn things around, but I just think that they have probably just been caught off guard a little bit by all the, you know, all the attention and all the you know, competition that just come out of the woodwork for them.
And, you know, for this this app course that you're teaching, is it just one course or is it a set of different courses?
It's a four-month course that teaches, quite a bit about how to program the iPhone right from start to finish. Even if someone who hasn't even touched an iPhone or a Mac before can pick it up. But it is just one course at the moment. We've talked about having a second course in the future, maybe a more advanced course. The students are definitely interested in that as well. But it just depends how much support we have for it, and we also want to look at the other smartphones as well, so we'll see what happens.
And where can people find out more information about this course, Chad?
So we have a website we set up. It's iphoneu.usask.ca, or you can just Google CMPT 298, which is the name of the class is Computer Science 298.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Chad, and good luck with the app course.
Yeah, I think it's going very well so far.
Very good. That was Chad Jones, professor of computer science, University of Saskatchewan. When we come back from the break, we'll be hearing about the rumored Google phone. Google itself is making a phone. We'll find out what's happening with that. You're listening to Get Connected, brought to you by London Drugs here on the Chorus Radio Network. We'll be back shortly after this.